Lesson 5. Harvest of Shame. Many Americans are lucky to have ample supplies of fruits and vegetables in their supermarkets 12 months a year. Did you ever wonder who picks this food? An estimated 750,000 women, children, and men travel the United States picking asparagus and strawberries in Washington State, citrus fruits in Florida, apples in New York State, and many kinds of vegetables in California. These laborers are called migrant farm workers because they move from place to place, wherever crops need picking. Most would prefer permanent full-time employment, but it is not often available to them. The workday is strenuous. Pickers bend and stoop, often under a blazing hot sun, from 7 in the morning until 7 at night. Their only respite may be a 20-minute lunch break. Because it is considered menial work, wages are low, and laborers are paid only when they pick. If it rains, or if they are too sick to work, they get nothing. What's more, they cannot get adequate medical treatment when they are ill or injured. The children suffer because their education is disrupted as they move from school to school. In fact, only one student in 10 graduates from high school. The young people often drop out of school altogether to toil in the fields alongside their parents, where they may be exposed to chemical pesticides sprayed on crops. One California study showed cancer among migrant workers' children at 12 times the normal rate. In the 1960s, laborers in California began to agitate for better working conditions, but the growers were indifferent to their demands. So the migrant workers, under the leadership of two Mexican-Americans, Cesar Chavez and Dolores Fernandez Huerta, formed a labor union called the United Farm Workers of America. When growers tried to ignore the union, it called strikes and organized boycotts of California lettuce and grapes. It took years of struggle, many organized marches, and sometimes violent clashes, but in the end, most of the growers capitulated, and in 1966 recognized the union's right to represent workers. Despite the union's efforts, conditions have improved only slightly since the 1960s. One notable accomplishment has been the creation of the East Coast Migrant Head Start Project, which administers many child care centers for migrants. Started in 1974, by 2002 it operated 86 centers in 12 states. Though this helped to improve conditions in some areas, the need for more programs is urgent. Educational programs could lower illiteracy rates among migrant workers and their families. Outreach programs could also help to improve migrant workers' living conditions. Many workers live without running water and electricity. These necessary additions and minimal repairs to their homes would help to turn them from inadequate hovels into acceptable community housing. On the day after Thanksgiving in 1960, CBS aired a film about migrant farm workers that shocked the nation. Sad to say, if the film were to be shown today, very little of it would seem out of date, and its title would be as apt today as it was then. The film was called Harvest of Shame.